Please enter your account code.
Do you feel like you've reached it in there?
No. Well, I called 888-4740.
886.
It's 886?
Yeah, according to this very bottom number on our printout.
Then I have reached it in error.
That's a fax number. 4740 was a fax number.
Well, let's try 886.
Yeah.
That's what it says on the bottom.
What's that other digit in there between those?
That's dash.
Oh.
Look at it.
Please enter your account code.
Actually, if you look, it says for fax, it's the same number, so.
Broken L or something.
They're at the top of the page.
Calling the gold.
Yes, I'm calling for Steve Johnson.
He isn't in right now. Can I have him return your call?
Well, this is Ron Houseman at the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we had an appointment for a conference call with him at 9:45. To talk about the assessment that was placed on his property. Could I have you have him call us back?
Okay, I'll try to reach him. And who is this speaking?
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Ron Houseman?
Yes, Houseman, H-O-U-S-E-M-A-N.
Oh, okay. Okay, and what's your number?
417. 546-7202.
546-7202.
That's correct.
And you had a 9:45 appointment?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he just left here. Let me see if I can get in touch with him.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, in the spirit of being early, let's go to the next one, Mr. Chairman.
Well, if he calls right back, I hate to be in the middle of it. If she's calling him on the car phone.
Yeah.
Although, we can get started. Is the next one going to be a conference call as well?
Yeah, they marked out the whole box. This is a Jerry Jeske appraisal, looks like.
You know, this has got two BOE numbers, but, oh, it's double numbered.
What is going to be the next? It's at, let me go back here. Yeah, we are early. Trevetti. Where's the Royal Knights Inn? It said 37 something, 76. But
K Royal Motel. Where? Section.
K
Royal. I think it's off 248, isn't it?
The address is.
Oh, there it is. Right there. Next to it. Isn't that Cracker Barrel right next to it on the right? That's Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. So it's right, it's right there next to it.
Cracker
Barrel. Right on the corner.
Across the street from Olive Garden.
I wired it.
That thing is? You wired that?
Yep.
Oh, shall we go ahead and step to the next one? Or wait, gentlemen. What are your druthers?
I'd say move on.
And that's the number 335-2232. If we're ready.
Who would call?
They're calling their son, Rob.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling who?
Their son.
Ron? Mm-hmm. Okay. I see that. Thank you. Yes, I was calling for Perron.
Yes, this is me.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we had an appointment established to talk about the valuation on your property at 10 o'clock this morning. I know we're calling a little early. Are you ready to discuss that property?
Yes, sir.
We have in front of us copies that have been provided to the county clerk's office and the assessor's office information regarding the property, so the appraisal that was done by Mr. Jeske and other information is here as well. But if you would like, we are ready to hear any comments that you have about this particular piece of property. You are speaking to all the members of the Board of Equalization.
Okay. Yes. Hello to everyone. And as for the property, we got this appraisal done last year with Mr. Jeske, and the valuation, it came back at $550, which we feel seems right on it based on the current market trends and all. There have been other, I guess, comparable properties within town here that have been sold for a lot less. You know, the same room number sizes, same, I guess, the overall hotel size, too. So we feel that that valuation seems to be pretty fair with the current market value.
And I see on the form that you sent in that this was purchased in October of 2007?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're taking just a moment. We're reviewing the document, sir.
Surely.
This is James Strahan, the county assessor.
I
see here Mr. Jeske had mentioned that you did some improvements, $70,000 worth or something when you first purchased, but they were all short-lived. I'm assuming that was carpet. Different things of that nature. Do you know?
Yes, we're still in the process of making the improvements. A little at a time. We redone our parking lot last year, and now we're in the process of updating our rooms as well.
Okay. So when you bought this in October of 2007, you were actually buying basically for January 1, 2008, because we all know that motels tend to fall off in the wintertime, and your actual opening date for revenue would have been sometime middle of March of 2008. Would that be correct?
Well, I mean, when we purchased it in October of 2007, we were in business from there on. So we were there for, I guess, that October, November, December, and therefore, yeah, so we have been operating ever since the purchase date.
James, did this go by another name prior to their purchase?
K Royal is.
Was that it before?
Yeah. As right, well? It was K Royal Motel before.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess this would, I know Mr. Jeske probably isn't there with you, but. In his land analysis, he gives a land analysis. He calls it the Great Western Inn Motel site. And he shows that it sold for $600,000 March 8th of 2010. Then he goes and he shows First Gold Inn sold for $975,000. I don't know why he uses the term excess site area for the definition. You're right on 76, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know why Mr. Jeske, and it might be a question that you should pose to him, didn't refer to the sales of $18 to $21 a square foot for vacant land up and down 76, and is actually relatively cheap in value. I see the Thunderbird Motel track is in here at $1 million, and I'm pretty positive they took a dozer to the Thunderbird Motel Inn. Can you recall if they dozed out the Thunderbird?
I'm not sure, sir.
Well, it's set straight across from I can't think of it. The theater out there.
Presley's,
Mountain View.
They dozed that.
I thought they dozed that in it, and they purchased it for $1 million. And then we got the Table Rock helicopter track in here at $1.550 million cash to seller, and there's nothing on it. And it just concerns me that we took these values of $1 million and $1.5 million and came up with a value of your operational motel at $550,000 when the vacant land values were at such extreme prices.
Right. As you said earlier, I guess I can't speak, on his thoughts or so. But I really don't know what goes into the the process of evaluations or so. It's not my subject, so I don't know too much of it. But I can, if I had to guess, I guess it would be probably the locations of it. I don't know if that again makes a factor or not. But from my understanding, just recently here on Shepherd of the Hills, right behind us, there was a hotel that just got sold for probably, I would say, very comparable to us. My understanding, around at least 50 rooms, definitely more, I think. I don't know the exact number, but that motel itself was sold for $400,000. There's another one recently, as early as I think maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, called the Budget Inn on Gretna Road. That too, very comparable with room sizes and all room numbers as well. That was sold for $300,000, or I think even just shy of $300,000.
I mean, James, you do the cost approach of assessing. This is a fee simple, basically income approach.
That's correct, but with those sales that the appraiser is referring to in here, those were all purchases of properties and the motels dozed as vacant lands. So I don't understand why the appraiser didn't take the highest and best use of the property as being vacant. and not considering the motel when he had these sales reflecting of $1 million. He states here in one place that the value of the land by itself is $584,000 an acre. So when we talk about land on 76 with one of the older motel units on it, I don't know that we should be looking at the value of the motel there. We should be looking at highest, best use as vacant land.
But the other thing I would probably debate with you is that that part of the strip of 76 is hurting right now. There's a theater across the street closed. There's two theaters across the street closed. A shopping center across the street empty. And I would say as you go closer to 65, the value of the 76 property does increase. I think without a doubt when you're talking across the street from Presley's or the charter, the chopper place next to that theater that just opened, I can see that. But I mean, I guess my question would be, did they purchase it for $800,000 and it's on for $1.1 million? Is that correct?
Right. If we turn to, and you guys don't have this, page 89 of Mr. Jeske's appraisal.
I have it.
Page 89.
Page is it, James?
Page 89.
I am there.
Okay. If you look, the cost approach wasn't used.
Right.
The sales comparison approach was the only thing used, and the income capitalization approach was not used. So if we're not using those other two that you just referred to, the income capitalization reports, then I believe the highest and best use of this property was to doze the motel, and it should be valued at around $1 million.
Well, with all due respect on that, sir, I think if you look at the start of the appraisal, he does go and compare the sales usage on it. And I think, again, the other comparables that you mentioned, yes, he does mention that, too, in his analysis. And as for the other gentleman who says that the two theaters being closed, yes, that's true. Another big effect, you know, that has hit us has been the closure of Celebration City for 2 years now. That drew in a lot of customers, good crowds too, but ever since that's been closed, all of us, I think within the area have seen, huge, huge dips in our sales on it. And also, with the city changing its routes for, the car show weekend coming in August, that too, they've been, they're modifying that. They've changed that for the last 2 years, so that also has, place an effect on it, as well as the landing downtown, and even in those areas, they're moving a lot of shows that used to be here. Of course, I wasn't here prior to 2008 January, but from my understanding and speaking with others, they said that there used to be more shows, more attractions that they used to bring out here, but now that that they've built these new places, they're spreading everything all over town, which, again, I feel it has kind of affected us in a negative way.
And also in the comparables, that really jumps out and catches my eye is they paid $1.7 million for Ben's Wishing Well Inn in December 29th of 2009 and dozed it. It's not there any longer. So those types, I don't know why Mr. Jeske references these in his appraisal, and Thunderbird Inn right beside it sold for $1 million, and then values your vacant land that joins, or your land that joins 76 with an older established motel on it, why the value of that land isn't more than what he's valued your motel at.
Yeah, that, had to, I'm not sure on his, on his evaluation on that. I don't know if, what can I say for it?
That's only questions I have on it, is I always just go to the comparables, and he's the one that used them. If they hadn't been in the appraisal, I could have seen more out of the appraisal, but.
I guess thinking about it a little bit, that's with the bulldozing, from my understanding, again, I don't know the facts on this, so please don't get me wrong, but my understanding was there was an incident there, and then they that's why they closed it down or they teared it up. They just, you know, they had everything for auction, furniture-wise, this and that. And I think that's when, you know, after that, they kind of got completely rid of it. So, again, what the incident or so was, I'm not too sure. I don't know the facts, but I don't know if, again, that, you know, that has anything to do with it. But he also, you know, in his defense with Mr. Jeske here, he does compare, I guess, some of the other properties to other motels that, I guess, I'm just trying to find the perfect example to mention here, but that I don't think would be, you know, entirely far off of it.
Well, I mean, the cost approach value is addressed in the appraisal, too, on page 70, of why it's not applicable. So. When was the hotel when was the hotel built?
When was it built?
Yes.
I believe in 1987.
Okay.
It's obviously it's not, you know, one of the brand new properties or even one of the recent properties. You know, hence our plan for renovation and upgrade and all. Just trying to, you know, be in the location and just trying to be competitive out there when you're competing at other 200 hotel motel in town. So. That's definitely help on that.
1.6.
And I just, you know, hypothetically, I'm thinking, even, I don't know, but if we were to sell it, I'm not even sure if we would be able to get our buying purchase cost back on it, just considering based on what some of these other surrounding hotels are selling for.
I don't have any other questions.
Any questions from any board members? James, do you have any other comments?
No, I don't have any.
Sir, we're going to consider this property along with a number of other properties, and we will get back with you in written form within 5 days of making a decision. Within that decision that will be coming forthcoming to you will also be directions should you not be happy with the decision that's made by this board informing of you of how to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission. We will include their website and other pertinent information, but we will get back with you ASAP.
Okay.
And thank you very much today for your time. Do you have something else you would like to say?
No, just really, I mean, you know, it's been tough few years. Certainly, I think everyone has expected, but we're not the only ones. You know, but it's been really tough overall. And, you know, when you kind of have a general idea as to what the property might be worth, I mean, you know, if someone were to come and offer us $1 million, you know, we would take it in a heartbeat. It's certainly not a question in that. But as I said earlier, too, I'm not even sure if, you know, someone would even give us the original buying price for it right now, just with the way how the economy and all this. It's improving, yes, slowly and steadily, but at what pace? I don't know for sure. I don't know if anyone does. But just really, you know, it's been tough times all over, and I just feel that, you know, maybe this may be the property value for it right now. You know, as much as I don't like to say it, I really feel a lot of property values have gone down, and I think this may be a fair assessment for our property value as well right now. So.
Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
I still have Mr. Johnson, just to let you know.
I don't think I can get him in before the 10:15.
That's fine.
you're talking about Steve Johnson that was?
Yep.
Okay. I've got him right here. One of you mentioned a while ago total valuation on that was a million plus. It's 961. Am I looking at that right?
Well, he was thinking about Sequoia.
Oh. I'm sorry, you're right. I was off by one. You're right. 961. That's correct.
I'd make a recommendation to the board. I calculated his acreage out at $18 a square foot, came up to $831,124, give a $100,000 demolition to get rid of the motel. So my recommendation on that piece of property would be
$731,124. Okay. What are the wishes of the board? Do you want to hold this back and discuss when we have
multiple,
or do you want to move forward with the recommendation of the assessor?
I'd like this to wait.
Other comments?
You said $731,124.
Okay.
And talking about other motels coming up, you want to remember you've already sustained the assessor's value on one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking you're fixing to sustain the value one more time.
So we're going to hold that one off?
Unless I get a motion in the next 2 minutes.
Okay. Would you like me to try and reschedule Mr. Johnson for another day?
No.
Okay. What's our last one today?
Well, we had that 345 cancel.
How about 345? Is that all right with you? Just put him at the end? Because since the 345 canceled, let's...
Since he gave us his number and said we could reach him, I thought if somebody else canceled, we could take him soon. But 345 is fine with me.
We can set for sure, and then we can always move him on. And if he wants to move forward, we'll just call him at the first Friday.
Since there's no motion, we will hold a decision. And James, I have noted your recommendation. Meyer Leisure Company. Would there be anybody here to represent them? Good morning. How are you, sir?
Fine.
If you would like to step up to the podium and give us just a second to get your information on our screens here.
It's another state tax commission, isn't it?
It should be real simple. Uh-huh. Actually, we're seeing Mr. Meyer because of the state tax commission.
Let's wait just a moment till.
I think I have good news. I believe the assessor and I and his folks agree. And we got some additional information that would from the state that would say that in the end they agree with us too. So I've had discussions with the assessor, and we would ask that you would take this particular piece of property back to the 09 values, and be happy to answer any questions.
That would be $413,790 assessed valuation.
I don't think so.
We are talking Meyer Leisure, 077-350032. In 2009, it was set at $413,790. In 2010, it went up to $527,840.
Which is probably what we meant.
That's what we meant.
That's right. Yeah.
The value of the motel should be set at $1,649,500. The State Tax Commission had pulled this motel and sent their appraiser down and decided that Mr. Meyer's motel was worth $2,996,400. So in the process of saying we had to abide by what the State Tax Commission, as the superintending authority, had to say, I had put all the values, we had one in here earlier, on at what the state said they was worth.
Now I'm, okay, I'm with you.
So they came back and reappraised Mr. Meyer's motel and came up with another figure. I furnished both documents to Mr. Meyer of where they appraised it both times, and they came back at $1.7 million. So my recommendation to this board is to put that motel back as the assessor had it, and the value was correct, and it was a game at the State Tax Commission being played with Taney County.
The amount that then you would be recommending is $1,649,500?
Yes.
And that's an amount that's acceptable to Mr. Meyer and the State Tax Commission? Is that what
they came in at 1.7?
1.7?
Yeah.
Well, and the answer to that is I think so. I don't have a calculator here. I'm showing an assessed value of $527,840. If that's what we're talking about, yes, that's.
I got 527.
I'm trying to write this number down. What's give me the give me
that's
the.
It's 527,840, right, Donna? Did
yes.
You just run that?
I just ran it.
$1,649,500.
Thank you. Motion to set valuation of BOE appeal number 0035 to $1,649,500.
Appraised value.
Appraised value.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to set the valuation of BOE appeal number 0035 to $1,649,500. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Sure, it'll be interesting.
Yes.
That's a good word.
Yes.
Did you get the motion and the second? I did fail to mention who those came from.
She got it.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So is it correct to understand the State Tax Commission admitted that they had messed up? And
they come back and changed 8 properties, which didn't put us in compliance, but they changed them when we called their hand on it. But their professional appraiser had misrepresented those 8 properties.
Mr. Hageman. If you give us just a second to get you on our screen here, and we are there. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Let me see. Thank you.
Thank you.
I show we have, what, four properties? That's right?
Five.
Okay.
I show four.
I show four.
Let's make sure that everything he wants to present today is
right.
That we have. So if perhaps you could verify with him, Donna, maybe he's got, maybe we have two of them contained within one.
I've got all paperwork.
Yes.
He's added 0.004 at the top that didn't fill out an application. So we won't have him set up in the computer for that, but we can handle it. Okay, thank you.
So there is five, Ron.
But you won't have it because it wasn't. There was not a separate application filled out for it. But he did write in the corner, add 0.004. We didn't catch it.
I will, after I discussed it with him,
show. Oh, did you hear that from Christy?
I did not, I'm sorry.
I had called him on the phone to make sure that we had all of his properties because there was one property that was deleted. It was a 1B that he had filled out an application form for. And so we were trying to get it into the system. And so we figured out that we needed to add the .004, but we needed another application form.
We'll have to handle it by paper. We can still handle it.
Okay. Let's just make sure we include it in the conversations here. So. Are we starting with parcel 002? Is that what we're starting with? I show that's the first one.
That's right? What I have. That's dealing number ending in 067.
If you would give me just a couple more minutes, I'm reading through the packet that Mr. Hagman has given us. Ask a question, and then we will allow you to address each of these, plus the one that's amended. Am I, James, looking at a stipulation that came from the State Tax Commission, and is that regarding the properties that we're looking at today?
It doesn't have nothing to do with the property. It was a mobile home that got put on the wrong piece, and... it was a question on a mobile home, personal property versus real estate.
We're ready, sir.
Well, I think pretty much it's explained there in the paperwork. It's a mess. Every year I've come down here and complained. Every year it's a mess. Last year was the straw that broke the camel's back. Is that the way it's going to be again this year? I'm being taxed on stuff that's not on pieces of property. I'm being taxed now on a reduction of property for the full amount of what I paid for the full amount of the property. Plus, I'm being taxed extra for the other pieces of property, which were included in the original tax assessment, on top of the original tax assessment. This doesn't make any sense. Not only that, it's not fair. I've tried to talk to James about this. It doesn't work. He's been out there. It just doesn't register with him. I tried to get a hold of somebody that would help me. I think I talked to Jim Harding. I'm not sure. He didn't want to do anything about it. I called you, Ron, and evidently you didn't want to do anything about it. So what's it going to be? Are we going to straighten this out, or do I finally tip over, get ticked, call the news, call a TV station? I've been through this before.
Wait just a moment. First, let's clarify. You called me, and you brought up the parcel of property that was scheduled to come to the Board of Equalization. And I told you I would do my very best to see the property, which is what you asked me to do.
You said you'd call me back, and you never did.
And I have not been able to do that. And I apologize for not calling you back. I am here listening to what you have to say about this property, and will do whatever this board agrees to do to correct anything that's incorrect.
That's all fine and good, but this could have been taken care of, so I didn't have to come back down here again.
There was no way you were not going to come back down here for BOE and have any changes made at all. You have to go through the process of Board of Equalization for any changes that the assessor will make. There is no other way for that to happen. That's the procedure that's set up statutorily because the assessments are in place as they are.
Well, the last time I came in here, I got shot down. I went to the state, and they found in my favor. And that's because nobody would come out and take a look at it. Nobody cared to take a look at it. You guys blew me off. So if you're going to do it again, just do it, and I'll just go to the state again. Only this time I'm going to make a stink because this is not fair. It's not right. I'm being overtaxed. I don't make any income off that property to sneeze at. I'm retired. I don't have a lot of money, but I've got enough that if I need to fight this, I will.
Well, in fairness to the two gentlemen that are sitting to either side of me, none of the three of us were here, so what you're telling us is new to three of the five members sitting here. With that in mind, we'd like to hear from you about the individual parcels of property that you, in fact, are appealing the amounts of valuation or even the validity that they belong to you, and we want to hear what you have to say.
This mobile home park is tiny.
Okay.
It has 18 spaces. It doesn't take up much more than about 4 acres. I've got a 30-acre piece that it happens to set on. I was taxed $825 on the whole acreage. That's the whole 54 acres. Now, 3.57 of those acres I don't even own. Marjorie Wilcox owns it. So that drops it down to 51 acres. When I surveyed out the road and resurveyed their property so that they could get a decent property description on it, I was told at that time that if you wanted to separate some of your other pieces out, to go ahead and do that. So I did. They said you could do it up to 6 parcels. So I did. Now I'm not only being taxed the full amount again, what was the 51 acres or 54 acres, I'm being taxed that now on less than 30 acres. Same amount. Then for 2, 4, 5, and 6, I'm being taxed separately. On the 30-acre lot, I'm being taxed for buildings that don't exist there. This is why I ask you if you would come out and look so that you can see for yourself that it doesn't exist. This whole thing is a mess.
To clarify something for me, will you, on that map, show me which is lot 1A, 2A, 3A? Because
it's,
on
It's on your little map that I gave you.
I don't have a little map.
I think it's behind you, too, is it not? Is that it, sir?
You've got it. It should be in the back. You should have it.
It's up on the screen.
It's on the screen, okay. All right, there you go.
We don't have it in this folder.
It's not in that packet that you just gave us, at least.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was.
But it is on the screen.
That's sufficient. I just didn't know. I'm trying to cross-reference what you did.
I'm sorry. Here you go.
Thank you.
I guess I had them ready and I didn't staple them to it.
Right-hand corner that's in the map where it says Wilcox, that's the 3.57 acres that
I don't own.
That you don't own, that you say you're being taxed for. Okay.
Yes.
Which property number is that? Oh, Christy's going to get it.
76. Can you show them on the map which one that is?
That's 73. That's that property.
This is for that property she's showing you here.
Screwed up because it says right here amended plat lot 4A replat of Hageman lot 3. That isn't that little, that's not that little lot.
Would you put that back up there, Chris? Oh, no, that's all right. Let me look at that.
Amended plat lot 4A replat of Hageman.
That's a replat?
That says.
Okay.
Was your replat a administrative act, or was it done by P&Z?
Who do you have owning the corner down there, Christy? That piece right there.
Wilcox.
That's who's supposed to own the corner.
Okay.
That's where all these issues has come about.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, now, so the on down below is where you're showing the Wilcox?
Yes.
Yeah, no, she's right there in that corner.
Right, right there in that corner.
Right. So that's right here. Okay. Yeah. All right, I've got you.
And that's what's caused this whole issue.
I didn't get an answer to my question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir?
Well, I don't know how to find the answer. Do you remember how you did this? Did you do a...
That's what I asked him, is how he did it administratively or through P&Z.
Did you go through P&Z to get the lot split, or did you go to the office and they do it? Did Eddie?
Eddie did it.
Eddie did it in the office right there. So it would be administratively.
And this one you say you're not, you don't own, right?
No. No.
The one ending with 003?
No, this is 006.
I know, but put it back on 003. Okay.
That property on his paperwork, he says he doesn't own.
This property, that one there I do own. It's the one in the corner I don't own, the one you just had.
Okay, this one ends in property number 003.
Don, yes. He's saying lot 3A.
Okay, the bottom right, you're saying you don't own.
And I'm just so you know, the application says that he doesn't own it.
Okay, but on the bottom right, the one in the corner, what he's talking about, shows it's owned by Wilcox. Is that right?
That's 06.
06 is not owned by you.
So my question first, let's start there. James, who's assessed for that property that we're looking at right now?
I'm assuming Wilcox. That's whose name's on the parcel number.
Wilcox.
Okay.
And that's correct, right?
I want to address.
They own it, yeah.
I want to address this letter.
Okay.
With dates. Real easy to clarify. If you're looking at your map, there's a hammerhead created right in front of the Wilcox property. That was created by this county commission.
You see the hammerhead there at the end of the road?
Yeah, that brings it into Wilcox and the 5 acres.
Okay.
If you look down in the corner, you'll see a date, and I can just barely read it, but it says February 23rd of 2011. Mrs. Wilcox had been to my property, or to my office, many times complaining because she had never got a deed. She bought this on a contract for deed, and so we could not put that in nobody's name but Stan's until it was paid off and a deed was filed. So to do that, he had to come to this county commission. I don't believe you were here, Ron. I don't know. To get a replat of this hammerhead being approved so he could even issue a deed. She had no access to the property she had paid off. She paid it off last year, took many months to get her deed. In that, there was a replat of the property. The letter from the state addresses an old mobile home that was drug up behind. It was not totally set up. It was in location, didn't have its underpinning, didn't have a porch pulled up to it. Stan argued that that mobile home was not set up and operational. We said it was sitting on the property and worth some value. He took this to the state. The state agreed with him. It was not livable, so they decreased the value of Stan's property. I've been to Stan's property trying to straighten some of this mess out many times. And I've done the best I can with what has been created out there. When we assessed the property, this hammerhead did not exist. This right-of-way to these properties did not exist. Because if you look in the corner, February 23rd of 2011 is when all that got created. So with this letter, I can't follow along the letter. If you put the photo of the property back up there, you will see mobile homes scattered throughout the field. There's many hookups out there that we have finally took some of. This was a mobile home park. You can see the tops of the mobile homes. I don't have to come up and point them out to you. Some of them are there, some of them are not. Every year there's a case of who's moved out and who's still there. Some of those mobile homes are on personal property. And at one time, 3 or 4 years ago, we did get one of those mobiles on Stan's property instead of on the person that owned it. And we tried to correct that situation. So I've been out, this letter that's written up here, I don't understand what in the world and where it is going, especially with the evidence of the back connected to it. So I believe we have the property assessed correctly. I believe we have sorted Mrs. Wilcox's property away once we got a legal filing of a hammerhead so she could actually even purchase the property. She shouldn't even have been able to purchase it without this hammerhead being in location. And I know I can bring her in if you guys need that. Mrs. Wilcox has been in my office many times asking for a tax bill on her property because she had paid it off, but she could not get her deed.
But as of?
As of a month ago, she got her deed, or 6 weeks ago, or whenever, and we've changed that into her name now and got it legal for her to own the property.
So for that 3.57 acres, it would be her that's taxed for that?
Yes, okay. And that's what this shows.
Okay.
So are the values correct then, James?
Yes.
Okay, so like I wrote down the value on the map, just trying to figure out. So are with Wilcox property being out of the picture now, which is correct.
And it was at the time it was old ag land worth nothing.
Hold it just a second. If it wasn't changed till February 2011, January 1 of the year is whenever the tax is established.
She filed on this in 2010. She went down and recorded her interest in it then. You can check with the recorder on that.
Now I'll go right upstairs and take a break, and I'll get where you deeded this to her if you want me to put it in front of these guys, Stan.
Fine. I had to. But she recorded her interest in this property in 10.
A recorded interest has nothing to do with the assessor's office.
Well, okay. Whatever you want to say on this, but it's this is a small part of this mess.
Tim, if you're listening, bring me the Wilcox deed when it was filed.
Well, let's one little piece at a time.
Yeah.
This particular piece, that's 3.57 acres. We've determined is now in the name of Marjorie Wilcox, correct?
Yes, sir.
Right.
And that a tax bill is going to be sent to Marjorie Wilcox,
right,
for 2011.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, I'm just trying to piece the different things that you have here so that we can find answers to them.
Okay.
I'd just like to start with,
go ahead.
With like section what you've got 1A, the bigger.
Yeah.
It's 30.88 acres.
Yes.
And it looks like it's got maybe three trailers on it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there any... It was assessed at...
$116,088.
Yeah, I think $120,000 total. Now, is there any problems with this section?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's what the whole 54 acres was assessed at.
So you're saying the valuation of $120,000 on that 31 acres and three residences is high. Okay.
What value do you believe it should be?
Well, pull up 007.001, and I would like you to explain...
That's what we got.
That's it.
Pull up the sheet, this sheet.
Well, I guess all I need to know right now is what are you trying to get to? What's the number?
Well, he's got on here, he's got a garage, he's got utilities, he's got homes on here, two homes on here, everything else. And it's lumped onto this piece of property. And I want you to show me where it is. Because it's not on there.
I thought that was the three trailers that we were talking about.
No. Those aren't my trailers. I don't own those.
On that 31 acres?
No.
So they're sitting on their own property?
And this is what happened years ago. I got charged for everybody that was living on that property, and I paid their damn taxes.
That's the state tax commission.
And all Jim could say was, yeah, that was an unfortunate incident. And there was nothing they could do about it.
Where's your double-wide mobile home at, Stan?
Well, wait a minute. You're going to tell me. Because you've been out there several times.
What parcel is it on?
Mr. Chair.
Yes?
I'm going along with Mr. Jackson with this, and we're going to go one parcel at a time because we can't understand what Mr. Hagerman is trying to say because he lumps everything together, and I'm trying to figure out one parcel at a time how we can take care of this.
And I...
And he created this subdivision now before you try to figure this out. February of 2011. You need to see what was prior to February of 2000. We shouldn't even have tried to split this out until next year. But out of a courtesy to Mrs. Wilcox to get her deed, we went ahead and split this. This subdivision plat was filed, I'm telling you. You look down in the corner, February of 2011. So if he's double taxed on that double wide he's just made an issue out of, it is an issue. But you'll find that he don't have that basically on the parcel that has been created. If he's got two bills with that same double wide on, Stan, I'll listen to you.
This is what's going to come up in 2011. Okay,
that's
it says
correct.
Right on there. 2011 is what I'm being taxed for.
That's what by law you
I
should be
you
taxed
for. I want you to show me on this piece of property then, where is this home? Where is this home? Where is this utility? Where is this garage? And I don't even know what this is.
Those are hookups, all those hookups out there in the trailer park.
But I want you to show me where this stuff is.
When you pull up the map.
It's right down in the...
Aren't those the three trailers right
no.
there?
No. No, the double wides are down on another parcel. Mr. Hagerman knows it, but it don't have no structural... Right there's his homes. They've always been there. But with the new plat, we don't have them transferred over onto that parcel. Mr. Hagerman owns both. And it's on that.
Yes, you do, because you taxed me on it. No. And here's the taxes for the other parcels that you say that aren't done yet.
So, James, if we went back to January 1st.
That was all one piece.
It was all one piece?
All one piece.
So if we went back to January 1st and assessed it as all one piece, with the exception of what? We can't do that, though, can we? Wilcox, because she didn't have it until February.
That's what I tried to say.
Is there a way to do that?
If he doubled, if we have doubled something on his, all he has to do is contact us. We'll take it off, and we will take straighten the tax bill. But we have to see a double taxation. And like I say, we shouldn't have probably filed this plat as we did, because it's not due till next year.
Let me ask a question, and then we'll go back to that.
If you look at
track
that right
number
now,
one.
Though, Ron, if you see that she's got that lit up where his double wide and all that's set, it says the value is $260. We've got it as a vacant piece of land, and we've got the structures and everything as a whole.
So my point is, and what I started to ask, James, if you take all the properties together that he owns, regardless of which particular plat they're stuck on currently because of the replatting that occurred, are there any structures within the properties you own, Mr. Hagman, that you believe are double assessed? Are you being charged twice for the same real estate at any location? Are you being double assessed for any property?
Right now, probably not. But the thing is, I'm being assessed what's right here the same amount as I was for all of this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I've got the historical data.
Yes.
Of 2010, which is before the split took place, the total assessed valuation was $24,100. Assessed valuation was $24,100.
Get us appraised on that so we can work off those numbers.
Sure.
But go ahead where you were going with that,
well,
Jim. And then
so if I add all the parcels since the split, okay, and that's including the Wilcox property, it's now being assessed at $28,000 if you add all the parcels together.
That'd be correct.
Okay. And so if you take it, so that I think that may be the argument I'm hearing is he didn't. I think if I'm just clarifying the argument, is the whole property was assessed at $24,000 assessed value. Now it's at $28,000 if you add them all up. So
it's gone up $3,900 in assessed valuation for all the parcels put together.
Correct. I think that's what I'm hearing the argument.
Where'd you come up with the $24,000?
On the BOE, on our database here, it shows that in 2010, that parcel, which was ending in 001, which was... that's where I've got the data off our database.
Go ahead.
That parcel number based off of 001, because that was the parcel That was
the That's where you got the 24.
Correct.
Why do I have 17,230?
Because the state tax commission took off the mobile home that's sitting there that you said wasn't livable and they said wasn't livable, so they took it off.
No, that had nothing to do with the mobile home. That was because you taxed me not only for my property, but you put it over on my personal property taxes too. You taxed me twice.
Jim, if you take the Wilcox property off, what do you have it?
25,660.
That's correct, because that was just ag land valued in 2010. But it, instead, Mrs. Wilcox had her mobile home on personal property and had to keep it on personal property until she got the deed for her property.
So if we were to take this 24,100 and add what that personal property was, it would bring it back up, is what you're saying?
Okay, right. Let me clarify one thing here. Right. In 2009, the residential part of the assessed value was 17,230.
Right.
And ag was 1,080.
Okay.
Okay, so to a total, and I think that's answering your question, why was it lower? In 2009, it was lower.
It was abated down by the state tax commission.
Okay. But his total assessment in...
No, it had a beginning assessed valuation.
Of 18,310.
Right.
And it ended at 18,310. 2010, it went to 24,1.
With the additions of the mobile homes and subtractions of mobile homes. I'm assuming, I don't know any other. But if it went to the 24,1, and now it adds up to what?
Now, 28 now.
So you got Mrs. Wilcox property added in. It is now a residential property with a site value because they have a septic, a well. They've got a mobile home added to that property. So, yes, you would go to the 28.
I'm showing 22,550.
When you add all those properties?
No, just for this one parcel.
I'm saying add all, yeah. We're talking about adding all the parcels.
I'm sorry. I got you.
There was no case in front of you until the replat and the legalizing of selling Mrs. Wilcox the corner. That's the bottom line.
But January 1st, what did you have the valuation at?
Whatever you're saying there.
24,100.
Yeah.
Okay. So then after the replat, why wouldn't it add up to 24,100?
Because we increased the value of Wilcox's, the site value, and the mobile home on it. It's now real estate.
Ag or residential, which would go from 12
to 19. No, the ag is still in the upper parcel. Ag is still on, if you look at that parcel right there, the ag value is still there.
Well, we might need to minus those ag acres.
So the ag is still there. Not as much, but it's still there. I'm trying to get my. This is a lot of numbers.
Here's the one thing I'm catching out of this is the Wilcox property increased, and so the residential value went up. Personal property value went down because you moved the mobile from personal, which is not reflected here, into real estate.
Okay.
Into residential now, and it's a nice place.
Okay, so let me ask you a different question.
All right.
Why would his value? And I'm not picking sides. This is a question here. The value of the remaining property went from 24,100 with the Wilcox property to 25,660 without the Wilcox property.
Because it went to residential.
No, that property wasn't touched. It was just split off.
Split the value of what the difference is off of the 24, and you'll see what Mr. Hagman's property was valued at. We've added and subtracted mobile homes out there many times, on many occasions. Mrs. Wilcox had a personal property, mobile home, sitting on what she was calling her real estate under a contract.
Okay.
But we added that to the valuation once the deeds was filed, and that's why it went up.
What? That's why his property went up?
His property didn't go up.
Well, it did. From January 1st to the plat filing, it went up in valuation.
Unless we call the platted subdivisions, I wish Jimmy was here. He's the one that took
care of it. And I think I'm just
But you're looking at $1,560 assessed value that it increased.
Increased, but we also took property off. So it should have been...
You're right.
I'm sorry, Ron, you're right. It went up that by that much.
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
What I want to ensure that we can do is make sure, first and foremost, that Mr. Hageman is not double assessed for any property, number one. Obviously, as we can, and I see that you've got, I understood, I think, can you put the map back up, Donna, or Chris, I'm sorry.
It appears we have the improvements on the wrong parcel as per
But overall, it all falls on Mr. Hageman's property,
right.
And eventually we need to get that, as he has pointed out, to the parcels of property where, and I understand what you did, and I understand that we could have left that as it was until next year. Because of when this deed was recorded, but we want to ensure and agree with this gentleman that he's not double assessed for any property and get to the point that it's understandable by all, because certainly you have a number of questions about it. We want to make sure that your property assessments are right. I know you want to make sure that they're right, and I believe we're going to get there.
We would request out of the assessor's office that you make that in the form of a motion, because when we change these things, Mr. Hageman will be getting an increase notice, which will spur this same situation again.
When we change...
Now, why am I going to get an increase when I haven't done
anything? This is what he don't understand. When I remove those properties from the blue and put them on the actual true parcel now, that parcel number is created an increase notice, and he'll get an increase notice. But that's what he's not understanding. Why should I get an increase?
Yes, because I reduced the property size. And I and what you have on this property doesn't exist there. How come you can't understand
that? It exists on the neighboring property.
That doesn't make any difference. You are taxing me on this specific piece of property right here.
I would ask an order, please, from this Board of Equalization, for me to move those improvements to the parcel that they're on. And they are, Mr. Hageman, it will not...
Overall, it won't change the
total.
It
won't change nothing.
It gets the parcels more
Wait a
accurate.
Minute. Why would I pay the same amount of tax after I've reduced this piece of property by 20 acres?
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Let me try to finish my statement with him here. So what you're saying, when you want permission, is to put all the structures on the proper parcels.
Right.
Now, that's still going to not change. That may generate increased notices on those random parcels. Overall, it will be the same value.
Very same value.
But the argument's still going to be the same. Why did his values go up this year versus when you took that parcel off? I understand we've got to fix all that, and I understand that.
I don't know. I'll have to look at research into it, why it went up. And I don't care to roll it back to last year's values, but it's all to do with the mobile home that's sitting there not being taxed to anyone. And the state has agreed with Mr. Stan about that.
I reduced the size of the park to 30 acres, give or take here a little bit. From what Mr. Strand said, you have a 50-acre park there. I reduced it down to 30 acres. Why is it worth more now, reducing it by 20 acres, than it was in 2010?
Where did the, and help me with one more thing, where did the 20 acres go? I know where 3.57 of them went.
This is 30 acres, and this is basically 20 acres.
And who owns that 20 acres?
I do.
So okay, where does
and currently, what's the value of the 20 acres, Donna? Is that it there?
Well, at different numbers, Ron. I can give it to you.
That's where your increase came from. You keep asking. He created a subdivision.
What I did is I wrote on here what the assessed value and the appraised value is, so I could see where that number came from. This is what it sits right now in the books.
What I'd like to do, if this is possible, is entertain a motion directing the county assessor to put all structures on the parcels that where they exist, and to come to us with a valuation that in turn will allow Mr. Hageman to say yay or nay to, and we can make a decision about that valuation at the time. Can we do that within the structure of time that's left in BOE, James?
I'm getting an answer right now.
One of the problems is you have several properties in the tax book. He can fix his program, but he can't fix the tax book. So we either are going to have to delete these properties or set a value for each one of these, each property number that he has. Or do an add-on for a property number if he will use it. Just letting you know.
You've got some of these taxes residential and they're ag.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no utilities on them or anything.
James? Oh, I thought you had something.
Yes, I do. I can answer to Jim on why it increased.
Okay, thank you.
The filing of a subdivision plat created all these lots. Our minimum value out in that subdivision and in some country subdivisions we put on at $5,000 per lot, whether they're 5 acres, 10 acres, 11 acres, or 6 acres. So some of that land went from ag to subdivision, residential subdivision values. That was with the filing of this plat that we have here in our hands.
I see three of the lots are at 5,000.
Right, and that's what Kenny just carried in here for me.
But they're not residential, they're ag.
Is there any ag activity out there?
Absolutely there is. They hate it. They just did it in the last 2 days.
Well, that's great. I can do something then. Have we got a? Did you get me some? Give me a photo. I can take care of that for you.
No problem. It's all mowed.
It was all mowed last year.
They just did it, and they just yesterday picked the bales up. It's all nice and clean right down to the ground.
With the filing of a subdivision plat, that's hard for it. We can't drive out there, Mr. Hageman, as much as I'd like to. I'd like to drive out there every month, but I can't. I've got other parcels. We have to get this information from the landowner.
James, what motion do you need from us to
move the parcels around? Move it.
That we're going to move those structures to their proper.
But I thought you had wanted a motion from us.
We do. I do, because it's going to create an increase notice that's going to go to him.
I understand that. How do you want the motion worded?
To set values, try to distribute the values the same as last year value. And we will reduce those 5,000s to whatever we need to make them work.
Not without evidence. Well, I see, Mr. Chair, can I speak?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This is not the same individual, I don't guess, that's standing here before us that came before this county commission because he had sold a piece of property that was questionable, that didn't have access to it back in February or March. Are you the same individual, sir?
No, not that I know of.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. You are the same man that came forward.
What do you mean no access? Ron's road goes right to that property.
I'm not going to go into this.
Well, I'm not either, because you're lying.
Oh my.
Hey, both of you. Easy.
Ron's road goes right back in there. It's all registered and everything else. The only reason that I had it resurveyed was to make sure that they had proper access, ingress, egress. That's all. And that the property was as it was stated on their bill of sale. They requested that, and I gave it to them. But as far as access, they've always had access. They've been back there for almost 3 years. So don't tell me that I didn't provide anything for them. This thing is so messed up, and you guys are responsible for it.
I noticed that when you brought the papers forward, that you handed these other people their papers, and you threw mine over here at me, sir.
I didn't throw it at you. I just handed it to you. As far as, is this another deal, like I read in the newspaper now?
Mr. Hageman.
Where there's
Mr. Hageman. We're getting ready to make a motion to hopefully help you and provide what you want.
When you tell me you're going to make an increase on this, that's not helping me.
I'm going to explain this one time. If we make changes where valuations increase, where you actually have improvements, you're going to get an increased notice. That also means that the other property that you have is going to decrease. But you have to, by state law, receive an increased notice from this BOE if on any one of these individual parcels the valuation increases.
Why didn't I get notified on it then?
I'm just telling you what the law is.
Why did I have to go down to these ladies and get this information? I was never notified on it. I would have never known this if I wouldn't have gone down and inquired about it.
I don't have the answer for you. All I'm trying to do is help you at this point, if that's okay. Once we send you an increase notice from this BOE, under law, you have the opportunity to come back in front of BOE and we will discuss it when all of the particulars are put where you want them and where they should be. That's all I'm stating to you. We're going to try to correct this for you.
Do you understand what that means, sir?
Yes, I understand what it means.
It's just a formal act that we have to go through, but they're going to move the property around as you've requested.
My question is, can we order the assessor through a motion to get all this squared away and then vote on the, and then look at all the evaluations again?
Yeah, have them bring it back to
us. Yeah, so let's not vote on it.
Is that acceptable, James?
Just get it all moved so we can kind of start with an apples to apples.
And we are doing this prematurely than when we should. We've dead it out of a courtesy to the folks out there.
So the motion, Mr. Chairman, is basically to set, to order the assessor's office to put all the structures on the proper parcels is really all we're doing at this point. We're not setting valuations.
And the reason we're doing that is because the deed was not recorded until after January 1st, which is what the assessor is required to do. So I think the motion is in order.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Is there discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Once that's happened, we'll set a time.
I
want you to work it back in for us.
Right.
And then we'll meet with Mr. Hageman again if he can would be so good as to come in.
Okay. Kenny, can you get started now, please?
All right. I know we're way behind.
We are actually 7 minutes behind.
Really?
Yeah. 11 o'clock. She had given us a half hour.
I don't see why not. Can you send me something? Because I don't have my calendar.
Just send me
something that we'll meet again on the 29th.
Is Mr. Weber here? Would you like to come to the front, sir? If you'll give us just a minute, we'll call your property out.
Mine will be
This is on Paradise Point.
Yeah, I have a condo over at Paradise Point.
Okay. And here's his.
Perfect. Okay.
Is this one parcel of property?
Beg your pardon?
Is there just one parcel of property that you'll be representing?
I'm
looking at this correctly, we're showing a total valuation of $245,283. Is that? There it is. Okay.
All right.
We are ready, sir.
I should have sent, and I've never been to one of these before, so I don't know what the case. But I should have sent in a market analysis that the lady that sold it to us in April of 08, she also carried this for me.
Did you want to read from that?
Well, it just has the value at 207, and I don't know whether that's on the third or fourth page. I don't know. Deb Lindell, she's a realtor.
Yep.
For Keller
Williams. Okay.
And anyway, she had the value at 207 if we were to list it for sale today. So we bought it for $235,750 back in April of 08. You know, we've not tried to sell it, but there's several condos in that resort or parcel of land, and the values are going down. So when we received this at 245, I just kind of calculated back 19%, and it's valued at 245 and some change. And I just thought, well, it certainly hasn't gone up. I don't know how much it's gone down, but I don't think it's gone up. So that's when I asked Deb Mundell for that. And then I also got on, the Rains team. They have one listed in the same condo
area. It's in a different building. It's a little bit smaller. It's listed at $199,900, but it's two bedrooms instead of three. Mine's a three bedroom, so mine's going to be valued a little higher. So what's the value? I don't know. I think it's worth more than the $207,000 that you would want to list, but
that's the market. You know,
that's the market.
Okay.
I certainly don't think it's the $245,000. I talked to someone on the phone when I kind of asked questions about it. They said that they had a sale for over there for $300 and some. Well, that's certainly not in our building.
I don't have him down.
I don't know where that's at. So I don't know what comps you guys used or anything like that.
Right now, I have a sale out there at $207,500 for a unit the same size as yours. But that was sale was 9309. I have a sale for 238.5 on 4/5 of 2010. That's for a 1579 foot condominium. The reason this is spurred forward, this is one of the new condominiums that got cut in half by the 2009 BOE, and just half price was paid on this condominium the first year. It's right here on my printout if you have one of those printouts. My recommendation to this board is to bring this condo in at around 220.
Is that satisfactory with you, sir?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
You're asking 207.
207 is what I'm asking for. I mean, certainly know it's not worth 245.
Motion to...
220 is fine with me.
Motion to set the value at 220.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of property number 0070 to an appraised value of $220,000. Motion made by Dan, seconded by Jeff. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay. Will I receive a letter on that or something?
In 5 days.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Not only will you receive that letter, within that letter will be instructions that if you're not satisfied with what the board did, you'll have the ability to appeal to the State Tax Commission with the information on how to do that. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. You all have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, within the board member notes that I had, there was not a 1045, but I've been informed that there is. And this is a different one here.
1115?
No.
It's 1045. It didn't print on the calendar. We've had some problems with that calendar today, as you probably noticed. And
could you give us the name?
What's the name?
Did I leave my sheet up?
I think you took it back with you.
Branson Financial Building. Mike, what was your name?
Mike Dusen.
Okay. You have it?
I have the form.
Problem with this is he filled out the application, but he never gave us the parcel numbers, and he said there was like 20-some. And we have to have the parcel numbers in order to put that into our database. And I called and talked about that, and then I never got them. So that's why it's not in the database, and that's why it's not in the calendar. But it is in the paper.
I have the parcel numbers with me.
We'll need those. They have to all be entered into the program. We can't make changes until that's done.
Want to hear the case then?
It'll be a long case, won't it? Is it the bank and everything?
Can
is that the Hills?
Here's my question. Can we have him work with someone who can get this entered into the database?
He's going to have to go down to speak with Melissa.
Can we get a hold of Melissa to see if she can help, and then we can bring him back up when we've got it? So we need to have all of what you're going to talk about in front of us so that we can make decisions on these parcels, which we don't have. We're set up for everyone else, but They're contacting the IT department to see if we can get that to happen. What was your comment, sir?
They're individual office condos. They're all the exact same thing.
You're arguing the same thing, but you have different persons.
Are they all valued the same?
No, they're all over the place.
We would definitely.
We've got to have this listing. We're going to see if a lady from IT can come up and help us with this, if that's okay with you, or are you on a tight time schedule?
Well, I'm from out of town. Can we do it today? So
No, I'm talking about right now.
She's going to come up. It may be during lunch hour. We may have to order in and just work through lunch or something, but...
I don't want to interrupt your lunch. I'll wait until after lunch.
No, we're booked all day. We're booked.
15-minute increments.
Excuse me, we're booked all month.
Yeah, we're 15-minute increments. So she's coming up.
She's on her way up. We'll have her work with you and wherever she needs to go do that or whatever.
She's designed the program, so she can take care of it.
We'll take care of you.
Go ahead and start the next one. I'll meet her in the hallway. We'll meet her somewhere.
If I'm not mistaken, are we with Sharon Hill and Gary Sanders? Girls, yes. Is that who's next?
Yes, yes.
Would you folks like to come up to the podium?
Here.
How are you all today?
Good.
Did you say wet? Is it raining?
Yeah. Really nice.
We have not been out of here. We don't know that. Oh, well, great. Boy,
well, and it's cooler.
Much cooler. And it is raining all the way from Branson.
I am, if you'll give me just a second, I'm going to... No, I'm not. There's nothing there.
Well, you've brightened our day, no matter what you say now.
Oh, yeah.
If it's raining outside, we're
all... Oh, that's wonderful.
You guys, do you take the valley down, and we'll go then.
And I believe we are ready. If... I'm not mistaken, we're looking at a parcel that's valued at 75.2. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's in Branson Creek.
At Branson Creek?
Oh, no subdivision.
I got you. Okay. And I have it in front of me now. And there it is on the board.
There it is now.
So if you folks would like to begin, we're ready to hear from you.
Okay. We bought this parcel in 2006, along with another one, which we no longer have. But we did pay $68,000 for this. And when I got the tax assessment and saw that it was going up instead of down in value, I thought, well, this isn't right. And so I went and checked on the value of the lots that are on our street and what they are selling for right now. And there are three parcels, and you did have the map, I think. I faxed that to you.
I've got it in front of me.
So there are three parcels on this on the street, 54, 55, and 58, the highest of which is $45,000 that is for sale right now.
Okay, that's what it's listed for sale for. Okay.
Yeah, number 58, which is right across the street from where ours is. So.
Okay.
I think our lot is no longer worth.
When you say across the street, is that the lot that's right in the corner there, where the road curves?
Yes.
Okay.
The one that's 45.
This one.
It's the big one right there. I got you. I got it. That's okay.
The whole kind of view lot of the ball hills there. You know, Branson Creek's not being developed like it should, and it's supposed to have a lake, we're supposed to have a view of a 25-acre lake. That's never happened. So we're kind of stuck.
Okay.
So if you could, you know, I picked the highest of the values of what the lots were selling right now. So $45,000, or if you want to make it less, I would go with that.
Well, I'm assuming that the lots out there are assessed uniformly.
I think they've all gone down in value recently out there. I see a lot of lower prices than we ever saw 3 years ago.
Can I ask a question?
One thing also, they had, Branson Creek had advertised the lot that was 34.5. They had that on the market for how long?
6 months.
Not even one offer.
Didn't even sell it. That was, they called it a hot lot. It was a test marketing thing. They advertised their lot to see if it was a price point that was slowing down sales there. Didn't even sell them 34.9.
Dan?
Yeah. Did you, you make a comment to start your conversation off that you had two lots and you had sold one?
We sold one.
Okay. What did, comparably, what did you get for your the lot?
We sold that back in 2000, the end of 2006.
Yeah, 2006.
Oh, 2006. You sold it some time ago.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
I thought you were just talking recently, and we could use it for.
No.
You could use it for some of your evidence, is what I was thinking, but you can't do that now. So.
And as far as we know, nothing has sold in that area for at least 6 months.
Or more. There's been nothing sold there, houses or lots in. You know, we'd just like to see a more
like
fair value of
everything around that's taxed the same, isn't it? I mean, all the individual lots.
I don't know what you have the other lots taxed at.
Well,
I don't know what ours is. And I believe Mr. Strahan, when I talked to you on the phone, because we had our house also hoping that would get reduced in taxes, and we took
stay
that.
On that one for a second.
We withdrew that, but you did say the value had dropped in that area when
yes,
I talked to you.
Yes, we had those on for over 100,000, and we dropped them to 75. What spurred that on was a couple of three sales way up in the 100,000s. I've got
that would have been the golf course view ones. Probably.
Okay, I got a 108, which you guys are 106. Can you find that 108?
I would assume it'd be one or two either way.
107.
Ours is about five.
Okay.
108 sold for 140,000 in 09.
In 09.
That was probably a golf course deal one, though. Wouldn't it have been on the, is that it there?
The blue one is, that's when it was sold. You said 100 and what?
140.
In 2009?
Yes.
And we're basing our taxes now on January 2011?
Well, we actually dropped it. We had those on for 100,000. We dropped them to 75 too. Can you find one on the backside? Seems like we dropped some of those.
So you did. If you go around the corner, just
right there. But those are absolutely steep. I mean, they are, and that's why we dropped it.
Okay.
What's the 13,300 relative to?
You never did find 108, did you?
Yeah, it's over there by.
It was the same price.
Do me a favor, Don, or Christy, inside the corner there, right there, click on that.
That's a really big lot.
Yeah, that's twice the size of.
Yeah, that's like two.
14,290 divided by 19. It's on for 75,000 too.
Yeah, but I was looking at the size of that.
About two. That's about 20,000 square feet is what it is. Go to his parcel. It's about 16,000 square feet. Yeah, it's 20% bigger.
Yeah, it is. It's about twice as big.
Well, yeah, the other is 190 by
about 20,000 square feet versus 15,000. So it's about 20 to 25% larger lot by square footage is what it's saying.
They actually paid on $88,890 last year.
Yeah, just put on just with the.
But it will drop down.
Did they get caught up in that?
Yeah, it actually decreased from that 100,000. We had
drop all the way down. Right? No. Back up just a little. I'm looking at the big lot to the left of Forest Oak, right there.
That's the same.
Click on that for me. See what the size is.
It's long lot. It's bigger.
318 by 170.
Yeah, they have one large lot.
Almost an acre.
Yeah, 40.
Over an acre. Yeah, it's 54,000. That's over an acre.
So it's 0.97.
Well, it says.
But 318 times 170
put you over.
Is 54,000 square feet. Of course, it's approximate.
Well, I mean, it's approximate. Yeah. I mean, the best you can do because it's an irregular size lot. So.
Yeah, and you have to take in consideration, gentlemen, you can't square footage those lots out because if we did that, we have so many locations that are unbuildable in the Ozarks, and we only have like one little small place for a lot, and an entire lot might be able to build on, and then another location's only half or a quarter of a lot could be built on.
James, why would Greystone and Black Rock be so much less than Forest Oak and Woodhaven?
Just the sales that occur in there.
Okay.
And it's, you know, Oak Knoll is a nice subdivision. It was the first one they built. It's got the street lights and the thing that the others don't have.
Okay. Okay.
It's a, yeah. Actually, in over in 101.011, we have a $65,000 lot that sold in 09. We don't have many vacants out there in those areas.
Don't have any what, Jake?
Many vacant sales. Now, we do have the housing over in the other portion. You asked that.
You have 11 on it for $63,894.
That's because of there's a ravine and a road situation. You can see it there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Causing a problem or a sewer line or something. I can't remember. I remember there was an obsolescence to that lot.
Okay.
But over in the question over in the Greystone area, we have those houses valued between 2 and 270. But up here in Oak Knoll, we've got those houses valued 300, 600.
What are these valued at?
I don't know if it makes any difference, but we have an easement from Empire Electric on our property also.
That's why I voted no.
Does it affect
a high line or a buried line?
Or decrease it?
Is it up the line or does it kind of crisscross your plot? Do you know?
It's along the side of it.
But how much of that lot does it take up? Because that is a...
You know, when we bought our lot, we didn't realize that there was an easement, and after the fact, I think it was a year ago, the electric company contacted us, and they came out and had us. We had to actually sign something because they never... Branson Creek had never taken care of that.
Along the property line.
Right, to get to their...
But that would require you more of a setback. I'd make a recommendation to run this lot back to 68,000 due to an obsolescence of an easement factor.
Would that be satisfactory with you? If it would, I'm going to make the motion for it.
Well, I'd like to have 45 because nothing is selling over that right now in that area.
Yeah, you get any 2010 sales and nothing?
Just houses, and we're talking about $300,000 and
$400,000 houses. The lots are stagnant, nothing selling.
Again, Chris, drop below where it says Ridge, Windy Ridge. Click on those for me.
You said what number,
hold it right,
James?
There. Well, how do those lots lie right there that are on that golf hole?
Those are the golf course view lots.
They're view. You can't get to the golf course there. They
no,
up
but
on
the,
a ledge.
They're on the golf course where
right,
you can see the hole.
Golf course side. Yeah.
And that's...
Same value, 75.2.
I think those used to be 190. I used to work for Branson Creek. I think those were at 190 at one time, 4 years ago.
Then what are they? Well, you mean they were priced. What are they priced today? Or what are they trying to sell them for?
I really don't know.
Don't know? But the corner lot that you showed us that was up in the hook that is bigger that we looked at a while ago,
yeah, 25%.
You said they were trying to sell it for how much? No, not that one. On up in the corner.
58, the one across from ours?
This is
58.
45,000. Which is a similar size.
No, right in the corner is what I'm talking about, right in the hook of the turn. Drop down below it.
It's not for sale.
Right there. Yeah, it was.
No, it's not. I don't know whether that one's for sale.
I thought that was the one that was across the road. I'm sorry.
That one.
No, it's that one right there.
My apologies.
That one that we sold for.
I'd like to. I'm just speaking freely. I'm leaning towards setting the non-golf front properties to 60 is what I'm leaning toward. 55 or 60 is what I'm leaning toward. not that I'm making a motion, I'm just
chatting.
I still think there's a value to this type of resort. There's value to golf view or golf front lots versus not. Jeff?
Well, I agree with you, but I don't think, I mean, are we opening up a door that, you know, like his, you know, like partial golf course view or, I mean, where every individual lot,
I'm talking about about that whole center section would have to be not anything golf front, but.
No, those golf course view lots were the prime lots when they were selling.
They usually are in golf course.
Right.
What's the value on Woodhaven there, Christy, that big long lot? Right there, yes.
Same
price.
Most of that's terrain, I imagine.
Isn't that where the drop off is? Right?
Yeah, that's a really tough lot to go in.
Yeah, we just usually, we just value one building site, such as Mr. Strahan referred to up there, usually try to find the value created by one building spot. Doesn't matter whether there's 5 acres or 1 acre.
I know.
I know. That's how I sold them.
We'll right. accept whatever the board recommends, but we'd like to see it a little lower if possible.
What was the number?
He said obviously they're interested in seeing it go as low as possible. That was the comment.
I'm going to move that we, and this is stepping out, but I'll step out. I'm going to move that we set the value of BOE appeal number 0072, which is the hill, right? That's your,
yes.
I'm making sure I'm on the right page, to 60,000.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower BOE parcel number 0072 to 60,000. Motion made by Jim, seconded by Jeff.
Could I get an addition to that because and of the variance of the easement?
He would like you to add to your motion and to your second because of the variance of the easement.
They didn't even know they had that easement until they got, after they bought it.
Are we with that addition? Is I mean, you're going to expect neighbors to come forward? Is what we're
right, and they've got an obsolescence and making their lot different than their neighbor.
I mean, no offense, it didn't make any, that wasn't part of the reasoning.
That's okay. I just asked for that. Yeah. You've already made your motion.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
That's what I was going to do on the 68.
That's fine. If I can find it.
I'm good with this. Without the.
It's a very good setback from that easement. It forces them to move their house away. You have to move it sideways and it can't sit on the lot. That's all the discussion I had.
What was your verbiage? Variance easement?
Yeah. A variance because of the easement.
My reason is because of the non-golf front. So.
There's a motion and a second on the floor. The assessor has requested an amendment. If there's no amendment to the motion, we will proceed to move forward. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have, in fact, made the motion and seconded the motion and approved the motion to lower the value to 60 from the 75,200 that currently exists. You will receive that notification in the mail. Along with that, you'll receive information regarding the Missouri State Tax Commission that if, in fact, you wish to appeal this decision to them, you may do so, in which case they would come down here to hold their hearings. Am I right, Donna?
Yes.
And so you would have an opportunity to talk directly to the Missouri State Tax Commission, which oversees BOEs in the state of Missouri. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I have a question that you may have an answer for. I don't know.
Do our best.
On top of our taxes, we pay a quarterly assessment of $350, mm-hmm. which is like $1,400 a year. I mean, we don't live there. We don't use, you know, any of that. Is there some way that we can appeal that?
That's the city, isn't it?
That's what the homeowners association.
Yeah.
That's
so, right, which the county has nothing to do with.
So we just have to contact them.
Branson Creek. That was how they paid for their infrastructure. It's a community mm-hmm. improvement district, so it's with them. We collect it for them.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
No. What did you do?
Zero. We sent zero.
Okay. If I'm me, I don't care.
60.
Okay.
Next parcel I show is, says Austin Fay, trustee. If you'll give me just a second to get that on my, come ahead, come up.
And we've got a wireless mic. You can sit right there. Just sit there. We've got a wireless mic, so that way you don't even have to. Oh, it's fine if you want to do that, but we got this right here. Sit right here.
Just have a seat. Who is Paul Weber? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Nice. We'll put it right between you.
220, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm behind.
How are you ladies today?
Well, better that we got a little bit of rain.
Well, we've missed it. We've been in here, so I hope it hit my house.
They got a lot of a spring feel.
Really?
We had a gully washer there this morning.
Well,
we're not living right down here.
I didn't think a couple months ago I'd be praying for rain.
You're right.
Well, we have your information in front of us, and they have your appeal on the board over here.
Excuse me.
She can't hear very
I don't hear very good at all, so you'll have to.
We're all set to hear what you have to tell us.
Okay. Well, I guess the first thing I want to ask you, if everyone in Merriam Woods got one of these letters like that and their property is going to be assessed higher, or am I the only one? Because I talked with my neighbor and I asked her if she got one and she said no. And I said, well, I did, and I don't know why, because I've not made any improvements inside or outside. I don't have a garage. And I know they have made improvements, poured a blacktop driveway and put all hardwood floors in their home and redone the bathrooms and stuff. So I can see where they're assessment would go up, but I haven't done anything to my property, and
if you'll give that information to the assessor, I'm sure he'll go ahead and send them an increase. I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to squeal.
I of course can't answer to whom all received increases and who didn't, but as we're going to talk about your valuation, how much did it increase?
Can you see that? I don't.
785. It went from 12,475 in 2010 to 13,260 in 2011 is the total assessed value.
Okay. We have the assessor here with us today, so he will help guide us through this, and we'll see where the increase came from. James, if you could help us.
Yes. In 2009, you received an increase. That increase was supposed to have been up to the value of $13,260. But during the process, the Board of Equalization cut all assessor increases in half, which rolled yours back to the $12,475 it was on last year. When it came reassessment time again, we tried to achieve the goal that we had set for 2009. You actually paid on a mistake of 2009 for 2 years, and we were under the gun to get these correct as per state statute, so we increased yours back to what was originally there for 2009. It is about a $30 increase. And no, everybody in Merriam Woods didn't get these. These was during the reassessment process of revaluing whether there had been something done that justified the increase. The basic bottom line number is your house worth $69,778.
My neighbor to the south of me tried to sell his home 3 or 4 years ago, and he could not get it sold. So he had to move to Colorado to get a better job, and he rented the house to pay for it. Well, I'm 81 years old, and I can't get a job to help pay for any increase. I think this is a poor time to have a tax increase on anything. And what I paid for my home, I'm pretty sure I can't get out of it what I paid for it.
What did you pay for it?
It was like 69, I think, 69 something.
And that was what year?
It was 1996.
Okay.
They say real estate property. I heard Stuart Varney say real estate property is still going down. There's no end to how far it will go. Well, that should make everybody feel real good that owns a property of any kind. And, you know, if you live on a fixed income like I do, I don't care if it's $30, $50, or $100. It makes a difference in how much you can pay.
I noticed on the form, though, you didn't put what you felt the value of your home was, and that's what this board will need to know to act upon. You didn't put on your form what
how much I think it's worth.
Yes.
Like I said, I don't think I can get out of it. If I wanted to sell it today, I don't think I could get out of it what I paid for it.
Can I ask a few questions here?
Sure.
Who's
over here?
Okay.
The house across the street from you, is it Bob Lehman?
Yeah, that's a double wide.
Okay. Is that similar to your house? I'm looking as a top view. His is a double wide.
Right.
Okay. Because I noticed it was assessed less.
Less?
Yeah, it was less than yours. But
well, yeah, and did you see the big shed that they built down to the south of their house?
I see that.
They built a big carport on the front of it with a garage behind it. They built on a deck in front. They built a deck on behind.
Yes.
And I haven't done anything to mine. I can't afford to.
So in 2008, in 2008, your property was assessed less. In 2008, that was back then. It was set at $61,000. Is that still close to what you think the value is?
I think that I don't know that you could even get that now, because my neighbor that had to rent his, he couldn't get his sold. So I don't know. I don't think anything is selling very well. She's in real estate business, and it's not really the business to be in right now. I just don't, I don't know. I doubt if I could get 61, and it makes you sick to think
right. What
you paid for it, and you're not going to get it back.
My recommendation to the board is run this house back to the 61,000 of 2008.
Okay. I've got the actual assessed valuation is at 11,690 is what it used to be. You don't have that. I have it on the historical value. It was 11,690.
What's the amount, James, that you said?
11,690.
No, I meant the...
divided by 0.19. 61,526.
I'm going to move that we lower the value of this property. BOE appeal number 0073. To 61,526.
Second.
Motion's been made by Jim, seconded by Dan, that we lower the valuation of BOE number 0073 to $61,526, as recommended by the assessor. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay.
Aye, for sure.
That's 6-0.
If you could be available for the rest of the day, we could use you here.
Come on up. You can have my chair.
Okay. Am I done for?
We're done.
Okay. Thank you.
You'll receive notification of the decision by mail in just the next few days.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for making us laugh. Thanks for making us laugh.
I'm pretty laughable, all right.
When you get old, you worry about things like that, you know.
That's why James is worried a lot.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I'm getting old.
I feel for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Is this next? It is a phone conference, correct?
Phew, let's see. Charles and Connie Park, yeah.
And let me take us back to that financial building. Is Melissa working with or having?
Yes, Melissa's going to come in when she's all ready. So she's almost
she's
ready.
Working on it now?
Yes.
Okay. Let's make a phone call then to Mr. Park, shall we? Is this the correct number up here, Chris?
Yeah. Or Ron, anything else to you?
Hello?
Yes, is Charles Park there?
Yes.
May I speak with him, please? Yes. Mr. Park? This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I have you on speakerphone with all the Board of Equalization members present. We have an appeal from you regarding a parcel of property. Are you ready to talk about that appeal that you have made with this board?
You like to talk to my wife? She's the one doing that.
I'll be delighted. Is she available?
Yes. Hang on. Here she is.
Ms. Park, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Uh-huh.
I have you on speakerphone with the entire board, and if you are ready to talk about the parcel of property that we have scheduled to talk with you about, we're ready to hear what you have to say.
Okay, I think I may have answered my own question. I was trying to figure out how the assessment figured into fair market value.
Yes.
And I was reading over it more carefully last night, and I figured the only thing that I was going with is that houses are selling for like a third less than what people paid for them, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
But I guess what I got down to is the only question I have is, did y'all go up on the rates to make the taxes go up?
Actually, we don't have anything to do with the rates. What is established through the county is what the valuation of the property is, and then based upon where an individual lives in the county, whether or not they live in a city, et cetera, is what determines what the tax rates are.
But who determines those rates?
Okay, for example, about 75-78% of the taxes you pay go to the school district you live in, and then part of those taxes may or may not go to a fire district or to a city, health center, ambulance district. There's a number of political subdivision that derive taxes from levies. The county is not one of them.
The senior citizens tax.
And the new senior citizens tax that was just passed. So that's going to increase taxes
A little bit.
Okay. But do y'all freeze taxes after you get a certain age on school taxes?
Actually, we don't have anything to do with the setting of levies. That's done by the individual schools.
So you don't know how Branson schools do that? Mm-hmm.
I can. Okay. I would wager money that there is nothing that they have considered in the way of freezing.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, ma'am.
Okay.
Your value of your property right now is on the books for $66,442.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good price, or that's what that's all we look at?
Yeah. See, that's what I figured. After I finally figured out how it fit into the market value, which I had to read a little bit more closely last night, I said, okay, so actually I don't really have a problem with that. I was just wondering how, if property is not going up in market value, taxes can go up, but what you're saying is that they're changing the tax rate based on schools and things like that.
Schools and senior tax and all that.
Yeah, okay.
And
then, that was that question. I think I had one other. No, I guess that was only three questions I had. How have you raised taxes? How can taxes go up when property is going down? And then, first of all, I had what percent of market value is assessed, which I figured out.
Yep.
Okay, so I don't have a problem with it then. Other than the fact that, and I don't know how this figured in, when you got people across the street that got really, really nice houses and their taxes aren't very much more than yours, how does that figure in? Is there kind of a neighborhood rate?
No, that is based on the style of home and the year built. Some of the homes there in Branson is way high on their depreciation because most of those homes in your area, I feel like, is built in the 60s and 70s.
But what if they've added on and totally redone them?
Well, that should be taken into consideration.
I don't think it is. I might want to come out here sometime.
We might want to do that. But also, I wanted to make you aware, there is a tax credit program in the state of Missouri. If you get to a certain age, you can apply through an accountant or someone of that nature, and it's based on income produced by you and your husband. And if you qualify, you could receive some of those tax dollars back.
Yeah, I think we don't qualify, though. Would, I guess when we looked at some of the values around here, it's like those houses are pretty nice, and they're about the same as ours, and they're bigger than ours with basements. And we did figure out last year about the lot. A lot is a lot is a lot, so we figured that one out.
Did you wish for me to slap the gentleman that brought up age?
I probably gave him that clue because some states do have a freeze when you get so old on school tax, like you kind of grandfathered in, and if you're here before that year, you don't get increased in school taxes. So I thought that was maybe the case here, but no.
No.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'm okay. I'm not okay with it, but I understand how it is.
Great.
Well, we thank you very much for your time.
Uh-huh. Thank y'all.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay, bye.
In line with what we've done in the past, motion to deny BOE appeal number 0194.
Second.
Motion's been made by Jim, seconded by Dan, to deny BOE appeal number 0194. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. James, back where we were over there a minute ago in Merriam Woods, when the young lady was sitting right here. Mm-hmm. And that house that you guys pulled up that was owned by Robert Lehman? Mm-hmm.
Double wide, yeah.
Maybe we ought to take a look at that one.
Double wides are valued at a different rate than a stick-built home.
The shed is on a parcel next to it.
Garage.
The shed may be a little lower.
Garage.
The garage or the shed, whatever you...
Two-car garage.
But it's on a parcel next
it's on
to
the,
it.
And it's not okay. A big, wide garage. If you notice, it was a real narrow garage. It wasn't a great... 3,000-foot line, something of that nature.
Let me get a hold of Melissa, because I think we can start here.
You still have... that's one.
So who was going to order the two pizzas, and is it too late?
That's what I was going to say. Are we going to get some food?
You wanted one, too?
Are we going to work through lunch? Because you still have all these that haven't had a decision on.
What are all those that you're referring to?
This is Branson Financial here. Stan Haggins.
Oh, we'll get back to that.
You want to go ahead and start the argument? I'm going to call Melissa and see where.
Trippie Royal Knights, and
what?
Do investment would you call
it? No, but just commenting around about that. Please call it in.
That one's later.
Do you have him rescheduled for
3:45? Yes, unless you wanted to pick him early. But he is going to be there for 3:45.
Jim went out to call Melissa to see if we could work with this gentleman. If that's the case, do you all want to consider bringing something in?
Oh, we can if you want to. I can go get or have somebody go get some pizzas.
Listen, Jim, is this going to be a long time ready for
a probably. Is
there anything in there?
Over the place. Mm-hmm. No, they're not all.
Well, I'd like to call. We've got 4 or 5 minutes.
It's in the system.
Okay. Do you want me to go out and get pizzas ordered?
Okay, thank you. Bye. It's in the system now, so you can hit refresh and they said it'll pop up. The evidence hasn't got scanned in there yet. Excellent, you've got copies for everybody too.
Do we want to work through this one and then run out for lunch?
I wouldn't mind just getting away from this, guys, but, you know.
It's okay.
I would rather just finish this and then let me take a break from BOE.
I think we need a break. We don't take a break in the morning. We don't take one in the afternoon. We need a break at lunch.
I think you're right. I think that.
That's what we'll do.
Let's just work through this one. And
where's my refresh button?
Huh? You brought 13.
There they are. You don't have a refresh button.
Come you won't be on that. Then.
You will not be on that.
I lost the whole thing. I just lost the whole program.
It's in here.
Yeah, but I don't have it.
You want them to start? What do you want to do?
I'm going to turn this off and see if that will refresh me.
I can take canned notes and go back in and do it later.
You may find it possible?
I'm going to try it one more time. Here it is. It let me in.
James, do you have all your stuff, evidence, or do you have anything? It's all.
I'm here.
Excellent.
I'm here. This gentleman is the expert.
And I have Branson Financial here.
That's what I've got. Yep.
Do you have it, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you have it?
No, he doesn't have it. It won't be on there. On yours, guys, it won't be on yours.
Why not?
Because they aren't updating that file. They're updating the BOE file.
Are you hooked up to that?
No, I am. I have it on there. I have it installed. Yeah.
Really? Well, have her get us installed so we can be complete.
Okay. Not right now. Don't worry about that. Let's just do this.
And that's just gentlemen, correct?
Yes.
You mean you want the full program on your computer?
No. Oh. You want to come on up to the podium?
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I was kidding, Don.
Okay. We were just thinking longer hours.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Do I start?
We are ready for you. Is there a way that we can get you to move through these properties? As how many are contained within what you have, Donna? Perhaps he could tell us.
I don't have...
There's 11 condominiums that I own, and there's 19 units in those 11 condominiums. And we can just talk generally. That might save time. I know you want to have lunch, and I don't want to delay you.
Well, we're ready for you. Go ahead.
Okay.
12 parcel numbers, right?
11 parcel numbers.
Okay.
Basically, the Branson Financial Center, where Commerce Bank is a condominium office project. I own 11 of the deeded condominiums, of which there are 19 units in about 30,000 square feet. Of those 19 units, only 8 of them are leased, and 11 of those office units are vacant. The net operating income, if you get into the financials that I handed to you, is only $78,000 a year on the whole property, which is about $2.50 a square foot, triple net. We are losing, writing checks every month of about $22,000 in actual loss on this building every single month. That's about $250,000 a year out of pocket that we have to pay after we collect all the rent. I mean, it's kind of a nightmare project. And to see that, you know, the assessments have gone up, one of them went up 158%. That's the one I think the state appraiser came in and take a look at. I think James and I spoke about that. And most of the valuations have gone up anywhere between 45 and 48%. Well, I mean, this is a nightmare office condo project. And if you took at the realities of the market, there was a building that sold 2 weeks ago at 2001 Highway 248, a 15,000 square foot building, sold for $995,000, or $66 a square foot. The appraised value that you have on my units varies. It's all over the board. There's no uniformity. And these units are the same. And they're pretty much, I mean, some have 3 offices, some have 4 offices, some have 5 offices. But my appraised values are anywhere between $74 a square foot and $171 a square foot. Same thing. Like I mentioned, one of the units where somebody from the state came in and took a look at, they raised it 158%, and the other ones are anywhere between 45 and 48%. I do commercial real estate for a living. I'm probably in the top 5% worldwide brokers with Sperry Van Ness. We have over 1,000 agents. I have a CCIM designation, 20 years of investment real estate all over the country. I know a little bit about valuation, market values, deal with appraisers every single week. I currently have 2 projects going on in Springfield that I'm very involved in. One is the AG Financial Building, 108,000 square feet. We're building that building for $91 a square foot. Building a building for Aaron Sachs that's connected to the Regions Bank building, current construction right now, Class A space, $95 a square foot. And those are brand new. This building's about 7 years old. There's a little bit of depreciation. You know, I'm not trying to get an unfair adjustment to put more money in my pocket. I just think that being appraised between $74 and $171 a square foot is not accurate. Reality of the market, you know, probably $80 a square foot, $85 a square foot. But I think they should all be assessed the same. They're in the same building. I got a comp that was sold 2 weeks ago at $66 a square foot. I'm not trying to get that low. I'm just trying to get a realistic valuation, which would be around 80, 85 bucks a square foot.
I'm in total agreement with what's been trying to be said here, but 72.71. There may be one out of line over there, but everything I'm looking at here is running between $72 and $74 a square foot. I'm not getting those numbers. Now, the reason some of these numbers varies is because they're unfinished product.
They're all finished, 100%.
Are they 100%
nothing
finished?
In the building that's unfinished.
Well, which one's at 180 or 141?
Which one's that?
That is unit 305. It's 3,184 square feet. It's leased to Rush Shenowork Law Firm. I do get good rent on that suite.
Is that the one the state came in on?
Yeah, that's the one the state came in on, and they raised it 158%.
That's one ought to go on to the state.
I mean, $171 a square foot. I mean, I build these buildings. I know what they run. Like I said, the Regions Bank that I'm doing for Saks right now is $95 a foot. The AG Financial building is $91 a foot.
Do you own Pathway Properties?
I do.
All right. The first number, if you look up 89324251100 building, if you calculate everything out, I'm at $84.63 a square foot. So my question to you would be, what would you ask this board to do?
Set all of them at 84? Is that what you're...
Well, what I have on that one is 106.91.
A square foot?
Mm-hmm. How many square feet do you have?
I've got 3,174 adjusted, 2,929 base.
I have 3,500. That's one of the things that we discussed on the phone, is that the square footages that you have and the square footages that I have are a little bit different.
But I'm under your square footage. If you take the 7,271 off our PRC, we're at 97% good, and we've added a 20% neighborhood factor, which is a 120. If you calculate the 3,174 feet that we have at $84.63 a square foot, we come up with less money than what you're asking of this board.
Well, we're calculating our values a little bit different because of the square footage. Let's go to...
Well, on that, because there's so many properties, let's stick to this one so I understand. We're showing this value of that property at 374,188. Is that... I mean, and if we did the simple math here, I'm...
You can put my PRC. Let me bring you my PRC. It'll send
it to the client. No, Jim, what you're asking is why don't we handle this, get this one straight, and then you turn around and take it.
I mean, if I do the math on that, 374 divided by 3,174, I come up with $117 a square foot.
Correct. And I think that it should be 80, 85, 86, 87, somewhere in that range.
You take 97% of that.
Okay.
Plus the 120 of that, you're at 8463.
But that's not, but see, that parcel there is 374. And you show 293. And we have the same parcel. O25, O01, 100, 8-9, 32-004, 025. Yeah, that's not that. I mean, it's the same parcel number, but that's showing 374.
What's going on? That's showing 374 at
a time. Yeah, 374 at a time, you're showing 293.
That is taking the common. You're not taking the common, you're taking the actual structure of the square footage.
But he's saying he can build a building for $90 a square foot brand new.
Right, but he's got to buy the land to build the building on.
Okay.
That's the difference, is the
AG. Okay, so you're
common.
Okay.
Which would be common in a complex like this consists of elevators, hallways, sidewalks.
So $100,000, one-third of that valuation is common?
Yes. It's distributed at all. The property itself sold for $1.2 million as a vacant piece of land, I believe.
Well, let's take a look at the improvement number. If we take the 293, 432,
which is this number here,
right,
divided by the base area,
or we could use the adjusted area, whatever, that's $100 a square foot on just the improvements. And these are depreciated improvements, and I'm building two new buildings right now. I mean, you can see one's on Kansas Expressway and James River Freeway, 108,000 feet. That one's getting done for $91 a square foot because there's some economies of scale. And then the Aaron Sachs addition that we're doing at the Regions Bank building, it's an 18,000 square foot addition, $95 a square foot. So I'm saying on this one, I think you're 5% high.
Let me ask you a question, James. Where's your valuation for common areas?
It's on his worksheet. It won't be on our sheet.
It's under land right there, $80,756.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, then let's go back to... Okay, all right.
I think we're all looking at the same thing. What I'm thinking is this gentleman's giving us references on how much per square foot. I think if we could reach a... James, you say you had 84?
Yeah, but I'm already less.
I know, but here's what I'm saying. If we can figure out per structure and go per square foot on the structure and then figure out a common area, then we should be able to come up with it.
The common value put to this is based on the square footage. We have divided the entire purchase of all the common, and we've given it the square footage, divided it by the square footage per office. That would be my only question. In building these buildings for $91 or whatever, are you including the purchase of the land?
I'm not.
Okay. That's what I want this board to be.
And that's why I kind of gathered that. So what would you say the proper improvements number is the land? Are you saying those numbers are right or wrong?
I'm saying that the improvement number
is incorrect.
Is incorrect and should be 5 to 10 or 11, 12% less than that. And then let's come up with a number that we agree on, and I'm a very agreeable person, and just use that number for the whole building.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to do, but I'm still not following.
So at $80 a square foot, the improvements on the base area would go to $234,320. That's, and I think you're at
$293,430.
So basically you're at $100 a square foot.
Right, because I use adjusted, see.
Right. So are you saying the property square footage of the improvements is around, I think you said 80 to 85, somewhere in that?
I think a brand new, non-depreciated value, yes, that is correct.
So is 80, I'm 80 is too low, James, or what are you thinking?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, so let's just hypothetically talk about improvements. Base rate is going to be $80 a square foot across the whole building.
Okay.
And that's what I've tried to do, thinking all along was say that, but I was going to go with 85 or 84 because that's what the numbers that were threw out first. He gave 91 with a 5% decrease or 5 to 10%. You said 5 to 8, 10, somewhere along in there. So 84 would be more than a 5%.
A rule of thumb with the IRS is that commercial buildings depreciate approximately 2.47% per year.
I'm satisfied with the $80 based on the base area, as Jim has said,
okay. And
applying my common value because I want that land value of the original purchase there.
So with the land value, is that agreeable to you then?
I haven't been focusing on the land value, so... I don't know.
So if we set the base
I want to agree, but I'm reluctant to agree. Yeah.
I think we just go with the 80 and call it good.
That's where I'm at. I was looking at 84, but I'm if they're
James is good with 80, we're all good with 80.
That's okay. Fine with me.
We have a 45 minute lunch with 80.
So. Got it.
84 may take till 2:00.
It may go till 1:00. Okay, so I have the BOE numbers here, and Mel just sent them to me, so I can just. Here it goes. Motion to...
Jim.
What?
Why don't we have James's staff work that up with this gentleman, and we can address that and do the motion afterwards?
Well, that's fine. I mean,
I'd like to see it.
It's not going. It's going to be about a 10% decline.
Yeah, that's about it.
And that's not a problem in a commercial building, Ron.
Make the motion.
Motion to set base area square footage valuation to $80 a foot on BOE appeal numbers 0011 through 0022.
And, sorry, Mike, I forgot your last name.
Fusen.
He pointed out that BOE number 20 and BOE number 11 are identical. So you might want to remove BOE number 20. Or number 11, then you can go.
How about this? We'll just do BOE starting at 0012.
There you go.
And would you would make sure, Donna, that you get 11 removed?
I will.
Okay.
Jim, are you going to just leave the land alone?
Not touching it.
Okay.
I'm just setting base value, base area valuation at $80 a foot, I think is what James is good with.
I second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to set the base square foot valuation at $80 per square foot on BOE number 0012 through 0022. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The bank isn't involved here.
Well, the bank's involved.
All
the
right.
Bank is Suite 100. I own that also.
I have to go with the adjustment on that. You've got an outside canopy that they have to drive under and all this type of stuff. That is a problem with the bank.
I'd say that that's common area, you know,
right,
for the building.
Right, that would be in the ground value.
That would be in the land value, which we're not touching.
Right.
We're just
the only structure with a canopy. Sit there.
Yeah, but
sticking
that's
out.
But that's not tied to anybody's parcel, is that correct?
Right.
Is
it'd
it
be tied to the bank and the adjusted
value?
It's tied to the land?
It's tied to the exterior of the building, which is common area.
You currently have it assessed, James?
Yes, adjusted instead of base.
What's that parcel number?
Here comes Kenny. No, that wasn't Kenny. I thought he was going to tell me I was talking wrong.
Is it the first one? Probably the first one in the corner, that one. It was the highest valuation. Hit the report. Let's look at that.
That's the same land value.
Yeah, same common area. So
okay, you may be correct. We may have put it in common.
Okay, and just clarification on the motion, it is only for the improvements category, not land. I mean, I don't,
only for the improvements.
Only for the improvements calculation. Because land calculation is part of the adjusted area, and just for anybody who ever looks at the motion in the past, in the future. So, all right.
Is there any other discussion?
No.
All those in
Okay, we're good.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Request recess.
We'll stand in recess until, let me see what I've got at 1 o'clock.
We have a 1 o'clock.
Do we want to fudge on that and not come back to 1:15?
Thank you for staying extra.
Thank you. Just one.